welcome to the Pig and Whistle Tales from Azeroth. As always, here at the Pig and Whistle Inn in Stormwind, I go through a variety of subjects with regards to World of Warcraft. I grab a bottle or a pint, sit back and enjoy this midweek episode. It's only fitting that we go over Cataclysm, as Cataclysm is coming out this week. Well, kind of. Pre-patch Cataclysm is coming out this week. This means that we won't be able to level to level 85 yet, but we will be able to experience everything that Cataclysm fundamentally has to offer in terms of a new world, essentially, with new zones, new talents, new glyphs, new new races, I should say. You know, we've got absolutely everything. But there are a few little issues. So I'll start off with the issues that they know of, and then we'll get on to what you can do in Cataclysm pre-patch. So some of these are quite good, actually. They did put out a blue post saying what the known issues are. Cataclysm Classic patch 4.4 is now live in this region. That follows it. What follows is a list of known issues that we're working on. This list will be updated as issues are resolved or high-priority issues are discovered. Classes. Some pet classes will have their pet action bar missing after relogging. Kind of important, to an extent. The pet action bar does not have assist instead of aggressive. This is probably something quite easy to deal with. Assist functionality does not appear to function for warlocks and hunters. I'm pretty sure they're the only pet class, right? No, you have mages, water elemental, moonkins, treants. Okay, so there's a couple of examples. Paladin's holy power, unconsumed by Word of Glory, are not appearing on the on the Paladin holy power resource bar. Okay, so visual bug, maybe? New pets that hunters tame are lower level than the hunter, will not properly level up to match the hunter's level automatically. Okay, so it's kind of a old world hunter problem there, because before Cataclysm, when you got a new hunter pet, it stayed at the level that it originally was, and you had to level up that pet through dungeons, through killing mobs, you know, all of that stuff. But in Cataclysm is when they switch that model, and essentially when you tame something, you immediately boost the level of that pet up to your level. So that's what that bug is. Some pet classes may have their pet action bar missing after logging out in a non-rested area. Why a non-rested area? That seems weird. Feral Druid weapon normalization is not functioning properly, resulting in druids doing more damage than intended. Oh shit, feral druids are popping off. Some spells are missing from players' spellbooks or located on the wrong page or are appearing when they do not exist in Exist? Oh shit, what spells don't exist in Cataclysm that are appearing? Ooh, that'll be intriguing to see. I know that there were a couple spells that were sort of cold, but there are a couple that might have been... I'm hoping that there are some spells from like Dragonflight in there maybe. You know, I would like the Dragonflight Star Surge, I'm not going to lie. I think that would be kind of cool. In dungeons, maps are not displayed in some instances, such as Zul'Grub or End Time. There's not currently a way to leave random dungeon finder group via the UI. Oh, interesting. This is a very high priority issue that will be fixed as soon as possible. The workaround is you do a certain thing called /script leave party in chat, and it will leave the instance group for you. That's how you get around that problem. Now, this one I quite like. Guild chat is not displayed as expected. This is a very high priority issue that will be fixed as soon as possible. Now, everyone is throwing a shit fit about this one. Essentially, everyone's like, oh my god, I can't see guild chat. What the fuck, Blizzard? Oh my god, and crying about it. By simply pressing J on your keyboard and going to the chat menu in your guild, you can see people chatting. Okay? It's just not displaying on the base UI. So, you know, on the UI, you have your little chat log, you have your spells, all of that. That's where it's not displaying. You can still chat to your guildies. It's just you've got to open a little tab for it. Okay? It's not that big of a deal. People need to get a hold of themselves and stop complaining. Please get over yourself with this if you are the ones crying and complaining about it. Okay, they are on it. It won't take that long. It will take like a day or two, and they're going to hot fix it in. Okay, it's nothing too crazy. Items. Or no, guild, sorry, there's still some guilds. Guild reputation is not granted when killing heroic dungeon bosses as part of a guild group. Kind of bad. The roster tab under guilds has a blank drop-down menu and shows the edges of it when it is selected and nothing else. Interesting. Items, some heirlooms items unintentionally have spell power. I'm kind of curious about what ones are meant to have spell power and what ones don't. Player services. The race change service is currently unavailable to Cataclysm characters. Quests. The Wintergrasp quests, Victory in Wintergrasp, and No Mercy for the Merciless are not rewarding the amount of honor listed in the quest description. Okay. User interface. The objective tracker does not display all tracked objectives. Kind of big. Tab labels have layout issues. The nameplate unit frame displays with error and shows the raid marker placement overlay on the unit. The player versus player tab goes behind the other tabs instead of the side and cannot be closed by pressing escape. Okay. I actually did encounter this one when I was on my spellbook. So I opened the PvP tab and then I went onto my spellbook and it was still there. It was still behind that spellbook. That's what it was. Okay, I know that now. While inspecting other players' gears, their gear icons do not display within the UI. Text-to-speech, speak for me in voice chat is not currently functional. Oh, I didn't know that they had a text-to-speech feature in Classic. Oh, that's amazing. Oh, I love that. I hope they added that in, like, from retail into, like, Classic and TBC and Wrath. I hope that's been in there a while and now I'm only just figuring it out. Because that's amazing. For those who obviously can't, like, or have a tougher time reading or, like, doing them sort of things. So the text-to-speech is, like, amazing. The pet ability frame does not move properly with a scaling UI. And groups are missing the disenchant option when looting. Oh, yeah, you get a disenchant option when it comes to loot nowadays. So if an item drops, you can need greed and disenchant. And I think greed takes prio over disenchant, but need takes prio over greed, obviously. That's really cool. They will keep us updated on these sort of, bugs and what they fix and stuff and add more to the list if needed. But these are very small bugs. They're going to get worked out very quickly, I would imagine. It's not going to be game-breaking. It's going to be a little bit annoying, but that's what always happens when you're mixing a couple of expansions worth of things into the game. You have Legion Transmog in there. You have a new auction house that's going to be coming into the game as well, because the auction house is going to be the updated version, if I'm not mistaken. I'm really hoping it is, because I would love that. The updated auction house currently in Dragonflight is like 100 times better than what it was in Cataclysm or like Wrath or Classic or anything like that. So hopefully that is the one that we are going to be getting. Now, what can you do in Cataclysm pre-patch? What you can do at the moment is go through your talents. All of these talents have been changed and you now have your mastery at level 80. What your mastery does is it does something based on your speciality. So my speciality is a Moonkin. And what my mastery does for me is when I enter an eclipse, it does a certain amount of more percent damage in that eclipse. So I think I'm up to 30% more damage in my eclipse, which is really nice. And I can play around with this number with reforging, which is amazing. What reforging is essentially you can pick a piece of gear and you have maybe one or two stats on this piece of gear. So let's say you have crit and haste on this piece of gear. You can pick either your crit or haste stat and transform some of that stat into another stat. So you can pick a mastery stat, or you can pick expertise, or you can pick dodge, or you can pick spirit. You know, you can pick a lot of different like options, but essentially there's not going to be many that you choose other than expertise or mastery. You know, that it's going to be very rare for DPS and stuff like that. But you can do this now. And what is also in Cataclysm pre-patch is Transmog. The first thing I did when I logged on is I went straight to the Mog vendor and essentially went to transmog my gear. I've gone with a very peasanty outfit, and yeah, it's just going to be one of them things. Obviously, you won't have a lot of transmogs in Cataclysm Classic because Wrath transmogs are obviously a lot tougher to acquire, or they're tougher to acquire and they're more sought after. You don't have as big a collection as you do, say, in Dragonflight, where you've had 10 expansions rather than just the 3, technically. So, yeah, make sure you get as much as you can. Everything that is currently in your bank, you may sell now. You do not have to hoard your gear for the transmogs. You can start selling it. I cleared out my bank space, and it's amazing to see. I can now put my 1,000 Noggin Foggers back in my bank. It's going to be great. Something that I do need to mention, though, is they took out the gold for... what is it? The guild perk. The gold guild perk. This is where every time you loot something, 10% of that loot goes into the guild bank. Now, this is really shit, but it's also very good, and I understand why they've done it. So when Cataclysm first came out, obviously this guild perk is amazing. And what this encouraged people to do is carry on playing and all of that. But what this also encouraged people to do is people who didn't really care about guilds, they made their own guild and then essentially invited every level, like 1 to whatever, any level, to just be a sort of gold bot for them. So what that means is essentially people are leveling, they are filling up the guild bank with gold just from passive income through that guild perk, where 10% of the gold that they get essentially goes to the guild bank, or like it doesn't take it off of them to put it in the guild bank. It just makes 10% of it go into the guild bank. So if you have 1 silver and you know, that's 100 copper, you put 10 copper of that into the guild bank, but that player still gets 1 silver, if that makes sense. So, you know, it adds up over time. And then what would happen is the guild lead, whoever made this guild, would simply just be taking the gold out of the guild. That's it. It would just be their own personal bank account. That's which everyone else is funding. So that is why they've taken it out of the game, so that people wouldn't do this in Cataclysm Classic, because they want to maybe keep that sort of community-based thing there, where the guilds actually matter and you want to be in a guild in order to do the content that is within it. You know, that kind of deal. Look, it's absolutely amazing. What you can do also is get your Kalimdor and Eastern Kingdoms flying. This costs 200 gold. I'm not sure how much the Fast and Furious flying speed costs. I'm pretty sure that's still the usual 5,000 gold for the fast flying. But essentially, you can get your Kalimdor and Eastern Kingdoms flying. I haven't been over to the zones yet to check out if essentially they have mobs in them, but I think you would be able to. I'm very curious about that, actually. It might be a good way to make some gold early doors if you wanted to, but I don't think they would allow that. I'm not too sure. You'd need to check the auction house and stuff, and obviously the gold is the only thing you can do. You cannot level during pre-patch, but that comes out in a few weeks, the leveling experience anyway. So what you can do in the meantime is maybe do 1 or 2 old raids. You can maybe do Ice Crown Citadel as your new and improved self in Cataclysm, essentially, is the best way to put it. And hopefully you will figure out what you want to play or alt in Cataclysm as a whole. But it's really good. I'm so glad that we're out of Wrath of the Lich King. It was on for so long, and it's kind of left a sour taste in my mouth about Wrath of the Lich King. I absolutely love the expansion as a whole, Wrath of the Lich King. But it was going on for too long, Wrath Classic. It really was. At this point, it was out for 2 years, nearly. It's crazy. We've been in Ice Crown Citadel for 8 months. 8. That's ridiculous. If this was retail, there would be an absolute uproar. This is about how long you had to wait for content in Warlords of Draenor, 8 months. It's not right, and that's not okay. With Cataclysm, they're going to shorten the lifespan of it. I think everything's going to be done within the year, to be honest. So yeah, we'll just wait and see with that. But that is it for this episode. It's going to be a very short one today. Please do check out Cataclysm Classic. People don't like it, but I don't think... I think that's a perception of what a lot of people just... I don't know how to explain it. You need to give Cataclysm a go. I think it's a lot better than what people give it credit or don't give it credit for. I really, really do. I think give it a go, give it a real go before you even judge the thing. And if you hate it still, that's fair enough. Hey, I'm not going to sort of say, no, you've got to like it. I just think give it a good shot at the very least. But that is where I will end it for this episode, for real this time. Thank you all very much for listening. Do check out all of the socials down below. Constant stuff is happening over there. But thank you all very much once again. And go with Valorfriend. Goodbye, all.